Burden, St. Helena, California, October 4, 1911. Elder Burden's Work, Burdens of Medical Workers. Burden. I have had several messages to give to our leading men in our institutions. The Lord's work is to be carried forward after the Lord's orders. The converting power of the Lord Jesus must be seen. A very strange work is being done in some places, of which we must present the dangers. The Lord has wrought in a wonderful manner to leave His converting grace upon human hearts. The Lord will work for His people, if they will be worked. The Lord has used certain men to do a work to stand firm and to raise the standard, and never permit human agencies to put their own selves forward. There has been a work of the right order done in Loma Linda, with much wearisome labor that many do not take in. Brother Burden and his wife and others united with them have worked in harmony. I understand this matter, for the burden was upon me night and day in regard to preparing the way of the Lord. Brother Burden carried the heavy load, and his propositions were in accordance with light the Lord had given me. His hands held up the banner of truth. The Lord said, "Make truth stand out clear and free, above the many things some would bring in." And Elder Burden was in perfect harmony with the light the Lord had specified should be carried forward. Brother Burden had faithful and true men who bore the burden with much study and prayer over difficult matters. Light was given me that if they took a certain course, seeking constantly to God for wisdom, the Lord would make them true light bearers to establish sanitariums that would bear the impress of the divine leader. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Will be converted from error to obey the truth. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Matthew 5, verse 13 to 18. Thank the Lord, we have a work to do. The managers in any of our sanitariums are to be men who are daily converted. The Lord is the teacher and the leader. The Lord is to be recognized as providing in His providence certain men to carry out His work under divine directions, and success will be given them if they remain humble men, working under the guidance of the angelic agencies. Therefore, there must not be any work that shall bear the features of medical men who will seek to divert the work in any institution where the Lord has blessed them with success, to put into their minds a supposition that these physicians shall change their location to a new section, after the Lord had given them great encouragement. His angels were with Brother and Sister Rand to make for them a place in prospering their work. They were given assurance that the Lord was working with them, and it was the Lord who was giving Brother and Sister Rand wisdom and success that would inspire confidence in the hearts of the people. But they were taking upon themselves too many cares. They should have had persons with whom they could share these responsibilities, and this should always be the case. This I have set before our brethren again and again, and for Brother Rand to change his position will not cure the mistakes. There should not be such heavy responsibilities committed to one man, but there should be no less than two. And as the case is carefully considered, Man must be provided to share the responsibilities. Brother Rand is in danger of overworking unless another man is appointed to unite with him. And that other man is to carry the responsibilities in connection with Eland Rand from the beginning. His dangers will not be cured by placing him in another place, for responsibilities will need all that Brother Rand can give, in connection with another capable physician, who will share with him the responsibilities he bears wherever he may be. I have slept but a few hours the past night, for I am charged to give the message to our physicians, who have the knowledge to carry the responsibilities in the institutions. Two men should stand shoulder to shoulder under the responsibilities to be borne, to counsel together, in the place of removing one and placing him in another responsible position. This will not cure the difficulty, but there must be arrangements made to relieve the situation in some such way as is now to be considered and acted upon.
I have not been able to sleep the past night, but a very short period. But this is the second time this matter has been presented to me to be carried out in action. If the wages of the physician were doubled, that would not cure the difficulty and prevent the evils that will come. There must be two men to bear the responsibilities, to breast the possibilities of overwork.